Massachusetts is known for education, not only for some of the world's best private universities, but also for the rigorous standards for high school graduates. But a new report from the State Department of Higher Education says many students in the public higher ed system come to college unprepared. Higher Education Commissioner Richard Freeland says this report was done because the public system is increasingly important, with the state economy more knowledge-based than ever before, meaning that most jobs will require college degrees. When we spoke with Commissioner Freeland today, we asked, so does this report mean that most Massachusetts high school students now need remedial classes?
Yes, that's exactly what it means. And this, I think, is something that is probably a bit surprising to many people in Massachusetts, because we do have the highest standards for high school graduation of any state in the country, and then we consistently rank at the top of the charts nationally in terms of the performance of our young people in high school. But underneath that fact is that the percentage of our young people who graduate from high school ready for college-level work is only about 36-37%. And so when those students arrive in college, particularly the community colleges, very significant percentages of them end up in remediation. And that's really significant, though, because what we know nationally is that among students who take even one remedial course, there's only a one chance in four they'll ever get a degree.
So what do you, as a higher education institution, do about that? I mean, isn't that really something that the high schools should be doing?
We have to tell them much more clearly than we have what our expectations are, what readiness for college-level work means, and we have to align our programs with their programs much more clearly.
And what about our overall public higher education system, where we don't necessarily rank number one? It's my understanding that we fall behind other states when looking at public higher education in Massachusetts, states like Texas and Virginia, when we look at student graduation rates. And
graduation rates, Massachusetts is a tad above the national average in all three sectors, according to our data. We are behind some of the states that we compete with. So we need to do better on that.
And how do we do better?
Number one is to tackle this remediation problem head on for the reason that I mentioned. Second thing we need to do is to remove barriers to progress through the system. Many of our students move around from one college to another. They go to a community college and then they want to transfer to a four-year college, or they even transfer between two-year colleges or between four-year colleges. We need to smooth those pathways by aligning our curricula in such a way that students don't lose credit inappropriately when they make those changes. One of the things we know is that the longer it takes a student to complete a degree, the less likely they are to complete a degree. So getting students through in a timely way is really important so they don't lose momentum. So we've developed a financial aid pilot program which rewards students for accumulating more credits.
Now, money has always been an issue, and state funding has gone down for public higher education.
Yep.
So I'm assuming that a lot of these things are going to need money, but with the release of this report today, you were touting it along with the governor and other state officials. Does that mean that the state at this point will make a financial commitment to help improve public higher education, and do you need that financial commitment from the state to be able to get where you want to be?
Well, the basic reality is right now Massachusetts is below the national average in terms of per student funding for public higher education. I think the reality is if you want genuine excellence, if you want to be a national leader, you got to invest at that level. So the good news here is that we are producing high quality education, and in many cases above average results with below average support. But the report puts that question before the people, puts that question before the legislature, puts that question before state government. Is excellence in public higher education a priority for the state? Is being a national leader in higher education important for the state?
All right. Massachusetts Higher Education Commissioner Richard Freeland, thanks very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.